We're back on Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, Mr. Green Chicago, Tony Abruscato is on the phone line. Tony, welcome.
Thank you so much, Steve. Glad to be here.
It's the time of year when I talk to Tony. Well, it's been every year for about the last 5 years, and I tell him I'm having trouble with my peonies, Tony. I think I'm going to just dig them up.
No, don't dig them up. Don't dig them up. Peonies are one of my favorites, so stick with it. Or maybe get some fresh ones.
Yeah, they haven't bloomed in like 5 years, and they're little weakling-looking plants. So I don't know if they got too wet 1 year and just haven't recovered. I don't know what the deal is.
Could be. And you're fertilizing, right?
Yeah, you told me to do that last year, Tony.
Right. You know, I tell people all the time that sometimes you got to dig them up and replace them out. It happens. I've got some bushes here at my house that just are sad. And I've had them for about 8 years, and they just never have done much of anything. And so I'm actually in that same spot. I think I'm going to replace them out this year.
You know, you and I have been talking for years, but I would imagine over the past year, you've been talking to a lot of new gardeners, right? That's been one of the passions that sprung up during the pandemic.
Oh my gosh, did it ever. You know, the industry is reporting 16 million new gardeners in 2020 as a result of the pandemic and people being home. And that accounts for both houseplants. You've seen a surge of houseplant parents, if you will, and people doing outside gardening. So it's been a little tricky, too, because the supply chain, like it is in every other industry, this year is really hitting hard on the plant industry, and a lot of the plants aren't as available as they used to be.
I did not know that. What sorts of plants are weak or slow in coming?
You know, we focus a lot on houseplants right now, and we've been difficult in getting those, especially the calathea and the prayer plants, some of the fiddle leaf fig, and we've been doing some of the bird of paradise. So it's just been kind of hit and miss when we're talking to the grower and supplier, or we're having to order 4 weeks, 5 weeks in advance to make sure that in 5 weeks, those are the plants that we want are actually the plants that we're going to get. And one right now, they told me, just forget it, was a spider plant.
Really?
So they told me we're having a delivery come in, you know, just in time for the expos. And they said, don't count on any spider plants to be in that delivery.
So we got a big event tomorrow going on Pioneer Court, Get Growing Expo. It's the first of three spots, I think, but you'll be there. Tell me about that.
Well, what we've done is, as we were looking through coming out of, you know, the Chicago Flower and Garden Show and what was going to able to happen, is that we boosted our nonprofit organization, the Get Growing Foundation. And so we created the Get Growing Expo series. And so tomorrow through Sunday, we'll be at Pioneer Court. We're going to have 10 garden display vignettes. They're like 4 foot by 4 foot. Imagine a porch container on steroids and having it be 4 foot by 4 foot. We're going to have educators out there. We're going to have education on the hour, talking about shade gardening, talking about edible gardening, pollinators, and native plants. We're also going to have terrarium make and take workshops, so you'll be able to create your own terrarium and take it home with you. And then in addition to that, we're going to have Plant Truck Chicago, which is our very unique, it's one of a kind across the country, that we are a mobile plant boutique, and we're going out with all of our different plants. So, except for spider plants, as we just talked about.
No spider plants.
But we'll be out on Pioneer Court Friday through Sunday, 11 to 6.
Talking to Tony Abruscato, Mr. Green Chicago, all about plants, and fantastic. And this is the first stop. I know you're still working on stops in Lawndale and coming up at Brookfield Zoo. Here we are in June. It's Pride Month. And as a gay business owner, what does Pride Month mean to you?
We try to be proud every month, but it's always nice to be able to signal out a particular month or a particular time period that is overtly supportive of a group. And for me, it means that I'm able to share with people our messaging and our importance, how we contribute to the community as a gay-owned business owner and operator, how our company and what we've been able to do, and you know, delivering meals or bringing free plants into different neighborhoods. That's happening through a gay-owned business. And people need to know that. And so it's an opportunity to really, you know, kind of shout it from the rooftops that we're out there and we're contributing to society. We want to be a part of society. and make that happen, just as you would see in a Black History Month or any one of the other cultural months that might be out there. But for me, it means that, you know, it's really an opportunity to put our best foot forward and also to participate in other activities that support other gay-owned and operated businesses.
I would imagine I know in your lifetime you've seen dramatic and remarkable change when it comes to the acceptance of gay people in this country. Tell me about that, how it's changed from when you came out. I don't know how long ago you came out, Tony, but tell me about that.
I was a late bloomer, so to speak. I was about 28 years old. I had been married and divorced, and I came out late in life. But at the time, I was working in the banking industry, and it was not accepted. And you needed to be closeted. It was not an opportunity for you to share your life with the people that you worked with, and certainly not management. They frowned upon that. And one of the things that I did is I got involved with some different organizations, Equality Illinois, which was back then it was the Illinois Federation for Human Rights. But at that time, we were just fighting because not even if you were gay, but if you were perceived to be gay, you could be discriminated against. They could not give you a job, not rent you an apartment, not sell you a home. And again, didn't even have to be gay, but perceived to be gay, and that discrimination was happening. And so obviously how that's changed, you know, until now. But I remember being closeted at the bank, not wanting management to know my position, and fighting for these causes. And now you're talking about gay marriage. And interestingly enough, I joke with people that I'm kind of old enough and been around long enough is that, you know, back then we called it gay. Now it's LGBTQ plus community. So gay community, LGBTQ plus community, trying to be more inclusive as you go through. So, you know, just major changes along the way where it's, you couldn't have, if you had a partner and you didn't have paperwork, or even if you did sometimes have paperwork, they couldn't visit you in the hospital.
Yeah.
They couldn't do a variety of different things. And so, you know, it's come a long way, and a lot of people have fought very hard for that. And I'm proud to have been a part of that. I was a person in a very, very large active group that worked hard. And now there's new issues. There's issues for transgendered individuals and people trying to make through and you know, still the teen suicide and transgender suicide and LGBT suicide and people having to deal with these situations, you know, is still a fight that has to be fought, but it's dramatically different than it once was in the you know, 80s from when I got into it.
Yeah, you know, I should just tell you, too, I'm the proud owner of a gay daughter and a transgender daughter, so I know what it's like to fly the flag.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, the P flag, if you will.
it's become a tongue twister.
Right.
Tony Abruscato, it was great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you, Steve. I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully people come out. We're the first three weekends in June with the Get Growing Expos, and we're really excited about it.
Fantastic. We'll see you out there.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to the Afternoon News. Let's check in with the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.